Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Are you single but would rather not be? Are you interested in dating but just haven't met the right person yet? Don't worry. Hang in there. Why, the love of your life could be right around the corner. In fact, you could run into her at the grocery store. She could be buying lettuce, and you could be looking at one of those strange root vegetables and casually remark, "I have no idea what this is." And she could say it's celeriac, and you could both look into each other's eyes and fall instantly in love. And then you could both mount a magical winged horse and fly off on a tropical honeymoon. And the horse could talk. Or you could call It's Just Lunch. The dating experts at It's Just Lunch will introduce you to great people and will arrange all the details for some great dates. All you have to do is show up and have fun. Look, they know what they're doing because they get to know you. So stop dreaming and start dating. It's Just Lunch. A smarter way to date.
Call 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com.
Now, we've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency is officially open. And here's what's happened so far today. The Bears have released Jay Cutler. Many reports have the Jets in contact with the quarterback already. The Bears have also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a three-year $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport is reporting a three-year deal averaging $14.5 million per from Mike Lennon. And the Bears, with $19 million guaranteed. Reports of Alshon Jeffrey leaning towards signing with the Eagles. Also reports of interest with the Vikings for Alshon Jeffrey. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network says the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims. Big trade here just made not too long ago. The Texans will send Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. All that goes to Cleveland. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston will also get a fourth-round pick this year and will save $16 million. And now reports have the Browns possibly just releasing Osweiler to dump him off NBA style like the boys were talking about earlier. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo instead of releasing the veteran QB. And there are reports that the Cowboys are exhausting every possibility before actually releasing him. So we'll see what happens there. Stephon Gilmore has a deal in place with the Patriots. Nick Fairley is close to a big money deal with the Saints. DeSean Jackson joining the Bucks. Torrey Smith is headed to Philly. The Packers and Nick Perry will stay together on a five-year, $60 million deal. And Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil will sign with Carolina on 5 years and $55.5 million. Spring training, the Cubs, they trail Seattle 2-1 in the third, a solo home run from Anthony Rizzo, their lone run. The Cubs have also reached agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, including Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks and Kyle Schwarber. The White Sox right now out in Arizona, they lead the Diamondbacks 2-1 in the third. Kevin Smith with a home run, Matt Davidson an RBI. In hockey tonight, the Blackhawks host Anaheim. Corey Crawford starts a net. Nicholas Jarmuson and Johnny Oduya will play, and they're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. NBA, Bulls are off today with Houston in town tomorrow. Fred Hoiberg said earlier that Joffrey Laverne will remain in the rotation for now. Elsewhere this evening, Cleveland plays at Detroit. The Clippers visit Memphis, and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops, Illinois lost to Michigan 75-55. They finished their season 18-15. And PGA, the Valspar Championship, Jim Herman leads at 9-under after shooting a 62 today. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are 2 off the lead at 7-under. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Dos Equis. Enjoy all games with an ice-cold Dos Equis. Are you hiring? Well, join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by McDonald's. Chicagoland favorite chorizo burrito is back at McDonald's.
Greg Gabriel, NFL scout for 30 years.
If it doesn't work out, your job's history. That's just life in the NFL the way it is right now.
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
Option and the keeper. And Kaiser's in the end zone. Pressure from the edge, and Kaiser's going deep. That's Stephenson. Touchdown, Notre Dame.
Lennon takes the snap. Lennon throws to the end zone for the touchdown. Cameron, great.
Greg Gabriel with Bernstein and Golf on 670 The Score.
Greg Gabriel is on Twitter at Greg Gabe. He is on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. Well, Greg, we got news. So are the Bears closer to winning a Super Bowl than they were before they signed Mike Glennon?
You know what? You broke up and I missed like half the sentence.
All right. Are the Bears closer to winning a Super Bowl now than they were before they got Glennon?
No. No, Glennon, I think, is a stopgap. They're going to draft a guy this year, whether it's first round, second round, third round, but I think somewhere in the first three rounds they're going to draft a quarterback, and hopefully he will be the quarterback of the future. You know, when I first started looking at this, and I watched tape from the 2014 season, and I really wasn't impressed with what I saw, but the team was atrocious. He got no blocking. He's got some skills, but he's got very little mobility. You know, tall guy, can't move around that well. He's got some quick feet. He might make the first man miss on the pass rush, but he sure as hell isn't going to make the second guy miss. He's got a very strong arm. He can get the ball downfield. Problem is, he's got to have a clean pocket. And when he doesn't have a clean pocket, then he's prone to make mistakes, turn the ball over, or whatever. And we've seen with the Bears' offensive line the last couple years, they haven't been able to keep the pocket clean. Now, in saying that, they haven't kept it clean for Jay Cutler. Mm. But the pass protection they gave Hoyer and Barkley was a lot better than they gave Cutler, and those guys stayed relatively clean when they were in there. But I think they've got to get and that talk goes back to the tight end they signed, Deion Sims.
But I want to break in real quick here. Multiple reports have Alshon Jeffrey just agreeing with the Eagles on a one-year, $14 million deal. 1 year, $14 million to the Eagles.
That means he didn't get the money he thought he could get, and he's going to try again next year.
That's what I thought, too, because for a guy who said that he didn't want to play in cold weather, I'm not sure what he knows about Philadelphia, but maybe he'll have an opportunity, like you say, to dictate something at this time next year.
Well, you know, it doesn't surprise me. All during the fall, we talked about Alshon. I thought he wasn't going to be back. I didn't think the Bears were going to put up the money that was going to be necessary to keep him, given the fact that since Ryan Pace and John Fox have been here, he has not been reliable. his best football was in 2013 before these guys came in, or 2014 rather, before these guys came into town. Since then, he's missed a lot of games because of injury, had a suspension because of PEDs, and so when you look at the reliability versus the production, it just didn't add up, and so they were only going to go so far. Now, we know what kind of player he can be, but is that the player he's going to be? At Philly, he's going to get a young quarterback that's on the rise. Who knows what the quarterback situation is going to be here, you know, how good Glennon can be. I think one of the things that's interesting so far over the last 2 days when looking at some of these people, you know, they were supposedly going to be all in on Gilmore, the Bills' corner, and he's going to New England. Personally, I thought New England gave him too much money. You know, I'm from Buffalo. I watch a lot of their games. He has not played good in the last 2 years. Got a lot of talent, but his best football was 2 years ago. So I think they may be better off, you know, going to a guy who might be third on a lot of lists but could end up being the best player, and that's Logan Ryan, who's a free agent from New England, been a starter for the Super Bowl champs for the last 2 years, but that remains to be seen.
How does the signing of Mike Glennon hinder the development of a draftable prospect, if at all? Because, I mean, Mike Glennon himself is an unknown commodity, or am I wrong?
No, he's an unknown commodity. I mean, you know, I wrote an article for The Score. It just hasn't come out yet because they're waiting till he, in fact, signs the contract. But, you know, he's a guy, played a lot. I think he started about 12, 13 games as a rookie, and he actually played pretty good football. But he's been rookie year, he had one set of coaches, and then he goes into his second year, and it's Lovey. Jeff Tedford's supposed to be the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. They used Tedford's offense, but he never coached for him. He got ill. He coached in the off season, never even made it to training camp. Then a very inexperienced NFL coach, really it was his first year as an NFL coach, as the quarterback coach, becomes the offensive coordinator, and they had terrible protection, and that's one thing Glennon's going to have. That didn't help him any, and I'm not making excuses for the guys, but he has put up some good numbers, and when you look at the amount of play time he has versus guys like Garoppolo or A.J. McCarron, who might have been available in the trade, these guys, he actually got a lot more play time, got more play time than Osweiler ever had when Osweiler was at Denver. So there's some things there. Whether he turns out to be the answer, that remains to be seen. But as far as a young player, the ideal situation for a young guy is to sit for a year, especially if you take him in the first or second round. Let him sit, let him learn the game, especially if he came from a spread offense. And then second year, if he's ready to go, let him play then. And I, you know, we have to see how this contract is worded, but from what I understand, it could be a type of deal where it could be one and done and not really cost you much money.
All right, we have a tendency to look at this as sort of like just names and fantasy players, and but the point is there are people involved, and you've got a coach in John Fox who at 62 or whatever he is, and after 2 years of this rebuild is sort of muddling along. His motivation isn't going to necessarily be to develop somebody in a way that Ryan Pace's might be. So how does a front office and a coaching staff manage perhaps differing timetables to get everybody working toward the same goal?
Well, you got to come to agreement on the players you're going to bring in. Now, the general manager has a big say in who you bring in, who you draft, who you sign, et cetera, but the coach has a say on who plays. And so there's got to be an agreement somewhere. And, you know, I think, you know, by making this signing getting the signing and then drafting a guy remains to be seen if, in fact, they do draft a guy. But if they do in the first couple rounds, then, you know, you may be buying yourself some time because, in my opinion, Glennon is a, you know, a Band-Aid, you know, a bridge guy as you're waiting for the young guy to develop. You know, he hasn't shown that he can be, and I don't, from what I've seen on tape, I don't see a guy. I see a guy who can, if he's surrounded by a good supporting cast, you can win with him. But I don't see anything more. He's not going to get you to the playoffs, or he may contend for the playoffs, but he's not going to win in the playoffs. He's obviously not going to get you to a Super Bowl. So,
how do you develop that young guy while he's on the roster, though?
You don't necessarily. The best thing to do, look what happened to Aaron Rodgers. He sat for 3 years. you know, when you sit and you learn the game, you play in the preseason, you get some mop-up duty, then you're not being thrown to the woods. You don't have to produce right away. You can develop your game, get an understanding of the offense, and then when you're ready to play, and especially these kids coming from these spread offenses, you know, what they did in college and what they're going to be asked to do in the NFL, entirely different things.
But isn't that a different process, because they went from success to what they thought would be success, and from Brett Favre and the end of his run to Aaron Rodgers. With this, the trajectory is Ryan Pace is already being questioned, mm-hmm. even though he had a good draft last year. John Fox, a guy who should have turned this thing, or his history has shown you, he should have turned this thing around last year, is a guy who, you know, I don't know how many years he, one, wants to do this, and two, has the time to, with how people feel about him here in the city. Isn't the circumstance a little bit different?
But I mean, still, if you draft a quarterback and put him in right away, you can't expect to win, especially with the roster they got. You're better off having a veteran, at least, who knows somewhat what to do as far as game situations. Now, again, we don't know who the rookie is. Let's see who the rookie is. Right. You know, 6 weeks from now after the draft, and then, you know, you can discuss it further and have a decent argument. But right now, you're throwing darts at a wall.
Well, another possibility that I threw out there is that maybe, regardless of what's being reported and this assumption, this widely held assumption that the Bears would be drafting a quarterback, maybe there isn't a quarterback that Ryan Pace likes, and maybe having Glennon, as you say, a stopgap for a year would just allow him to bolster the roster at numerous other places. And even though he said, ideally you draft a quarterback every year, he's not necessarily beholden to those words. And maybe he feels that he's got an opportunity to use the 3 pick for something else, or parlay it into more assets that can make the Bears better in more places.
Well, right now, and again, we're only a couple minutes into free agency, so you don't know what's going to happen, but it seems like the Bears are striking out on some of their primary targets.
Yep.
If I'm in their shoes, I'm not thinking picking at 3. I need football players. I'm thinking trading down mm-hmm. and getting, you know, some more picks so I can. It's going to be a strong second round. Give you as many of those guys as I can get, as well as maybe a first a little bit later in the first round, and go from there and get some quality young football players to help this team. I'm not a big believer that you're going to get to the playoffs and win a championship in free agency. You know, sometimes you have a tendency to overpay. Now, one thing the Bears have done since Pace has been here is he hasn't gone overboard in free agency as far as the dollars he's given out. He's given out very reasonable contracts, more, you know, fair market contracts. He's not going to, you know, go to the wall on some guy that's really unproven or could have a problem in the locker room because he's getting paid so much. So mm-hmm. I like that philosophy. But again, guys they went at, like Gilmore, Wagner the tackle, he's going to Detroit. You know, they're striking out on some of these guys, and I think part of it has to do with they only won 3 games last year, and people know that this crew may not be here in another year.
That's a bigger concern than anything else. If we're getting some kind of endemic Loserville thing settling in here, that's exactly what you hired John Fox to avoid.
You're right. You're absolutely right, but it is what it is, and now you got to deal with it. And you've got now, just because you strike out on some of these top priority free agents, so to speak, doesn't mean you're not going to land some good players later today or tomorrow. You know, again, free agency actually started as far as being able to sign people just a couple of minutes ago. Let's see how the day plays out and how tomorrow plays out, and then I think we'll have a better idea or a better understanding how this season may look.
Why don't we see more deals like the Houston and Cleveland deal with the salary dump with a cap casualty or a cap hit where a team just can't take it and another team says, all right, we got a lot of cap space, so we'll eat some of it up and we'll release that guy, but you got to give us picks, like kind of like the NBA. Why don't we see it a lot, Greg?
Because of the cap. You know, how many teams have $100 million like the Browns have? And really, the deal the Browns made, I think that's ludicrous. I mean, yeah, they picked up a second-round pick just to take the salary off the books of Houston. But, you know, I don't see it helping Houston or helping Cleveland that much. It helps Houston. It clears them of a contract on a bad signing. But, you know, Osweiler's not going to help Cleveland win any games.
Well, they're talking about him being released because the Cleveland Browns don't have to keep him.
Yeah, that's what Schefter said, and then somebody else said the exact opposite, that RG3 might get released and Osweiler could be the quarterback. So we'll find that out over the next couple of weeks, what exactly is going to happen. But you know, Cleveland gathers all these draft picks, but sooner or later you have to use them, and you have to use them wisely. They haven't proved they can do that yet.
Well, I guess I wish it kind of made more sense. I was hoping you could tell me that it was a clear part of a bigger plan. I guess you put yourself in my position here. If you were interviewing Ryan Pace, what would be the first question you would ask him about what he's doing?
What is your plan?
That simple?
Yeah, if I'm a Bears fan, and I am, I'm dumbfounded right now because I don't know exactly where they're going, but at the same time, this doesn't shock me at all. Again, we just said it. Won 3 games last year. Where's this team going? You know, take Gilmore, for example. Now, granted, I thought he got overpaid by New England at $14 million, but where would you rather go, the Super Bowl champs or a team that won 3 games?
All right, for the guys that are still remaining on the board, you know, there's reports that A.J. Bouye selected the Jaguars over the Titans and the Bears. Of course, we know what happened with Stephon Gilmore, and Deion Sims might be a Bear. Alshon Jeffrey is no longer a Bear. Mike Glennon is a Bear. Who's left that you think Bears fans should keep their eyes on?
Want to get a corner is Logan Ryan, who has been a starter, said at the beginning of the conversation, was a starter in New England the last couple years. In fact, he was their leading tackler this past season with 92 total tackles. I think he had 2 or 3 interceptions. He's got 13 interceptions over the last 3 years. And that, you know, that brings up Demps, so they're going to sign the safety. Now, people say, well, he's 31 years old, he'll be 32 during the season. Why do that? Well,
right.
The one thing that the secondary doesn't have is leadership. You got a lot of young guys who, you know, have been thrown into the situation because there's no talent in the secondary, or there's some talent, it's young, undeveloped talent, and you've got no leadership. You're bringing in a guy that's played in the league. He had 6 interceptions last year. He's been a starter on a good defense, and he's still got a lot going. He's playing good football. It's not like he's on his last legs. A guy that, you know, and they're not paying him too much money, a guy that can show some leadership back there and help these young guys come along.
Are we going to find out now if the Dallas Cowboys are running this thing like a family business or like a corporation? Because if I'm Jerry Jones or Stephen Jones, I'm not just releasing Tony Romo, especially after this deal was made, unless we had some handshake agreement. I'm calling Denver and asking, hey, you know, what do you want for this guy? You know, I know it's not going to be a lot, but a pick rather than nothing, right?
Release them, they get some cap relief because they do it as a post June 1st designation. So now the remaining money, guaranteed money that was paid to them on bonuses, gets split up over a 2-year period, the 2017 season and the 2018 season. If they flat out trade them, they're getting hit with like a $19 or $20 million hit.
Oh, okay.
And that's tough for any team to absorb. So, you know, when this talk came out a couple hours ago that he may get traded, I'm looking and I go, that doesn't make any sense. First of all, what are you going to get for him? The team taking him is taking on the contract, which is a huge contract. He can't stay healthy, so, you know, what are you going to give up for that? And actually, it hurts the Cowboys more to trade him than it does to release him.
Ask and answer.
All right, well, more is going to happen. We keep refreshing Twitter to find out all the news. But, Greg, I know we'll be hearing from you again soon somewhere on these airwaves.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Is Greg Gabriel. And coming up, Hub Arkish at 4 o'clock. And I know we'll have plenty more headlines to talk about. But let's just recap real quick here while we invite you to call in at 312-644-6767. Jay Cutler has been released. The Bears have struck out on a couple of secondary targets. I mean, targets in the secondary, necessarily the primary targets in the secondary.
A.J. Bouye and Stephon Gilmore.
And they have agreed to a deal with Quinton Demps, and they are still said to be ready to sign Mike Glennon. But until something is actually happening or actually happens, it hasn't yet. So, but I know.
The Bulls are still bad, if you were wondering about that.
And let me tell you this too. Jimmy's physically worn out.
Yeah.
You could see it.
Yeah.
worn.
A lot of passing.
Worn out. And even he didn't
less explosion.
Just didn't have a lift. Yeah. This is your asset. And if you're an evaluator from another team and you're talking about when draft night rolls around, you say, look, you are wearing his ass out and making him worth less.
And it happened again on the broadcast. We'll get into that a little bit later, though. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. Your Bears thoughts, all right? Dan has kind of reset the game for you. They've got 220s and a full, and
now the keys to the game.
Right. So what
be better than the opponent at several things.
Stop turning the ball over, run the ball, and sack the quarterback.
There it is. Nicely done.
Your Bears stuff next, right here on 670 The Score. Viva!
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins here. Listen to the Spiegel and Parkins show every day between 9 a.m. and 1, now through March 17th, for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
It's a trip for two to Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas, plus dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Hall of Famer Ryan Zandberg. Really, it's a guy's dream trip.
Only on the Spiegel and Parkins show, 9 a.m. to 1.
Brought to you by Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Werner, the official ladder of NCAA March Madness. Free agency on the win. It looks like the Chicago Bears are going to get their man, Mike Glennon, and they're going to pay him a reported $14.5 million per season to not be Jay Cutler. Because that's what that feels like. Not about finding somebody they love in Mike Glennon, who threw all of 11 passes these past two seasons, but about finding a way to finally get rid of Cuddy, the guy who's wearing the blame for the last 8 years of mediocrity. And GM Ryan Pace and head coach John Fox better be right about Glennon, because not only are they betting nearly $15 million per year on a guy who is 5-13 as a starter in Tampa Bay, they're probably betting their jobs on him as well. Everyone thinks that being an NFL head coach or a GM is a dream job until you're Fox or Pace and you're betting $15 million and your jobs on Mike Glennon. That's not a dream. That's a nightmare. I'm Jim Rome.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
Head to Twin Peaks, the ultimate sports lodge, where everything's been raised to a higher elevation. Sports on huge screens, scratch food, and ice-cold beer on tap. Try the appetizing shareables, like the double-stacked nachos and bacon jam sliders. Twin Peaks' full-service bar features an extensive selection of draft beers, served at 29 degrees in ice-cold mugs. And there's never a bad seat in the house. With 360 degrees of HD TV screens, Twin Peaks is the perfect place for any sports fan. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks. Scenic views.
Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola.
And Dan Bernstein.
You know, the folks at the Mattress Firm are very good friends over there. They have a lot of sales, and you've heard us talk about them over the last year plus now. But right now, there's an opportunity so big going on at Mattress Firm that even they're impressed.
Once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, savings of a lifetime, tens of thousands of their top-quality mattresses from the best-name brands. They've got to move them. They got to get them out of there. They got to get the floor models going, the stock mattresses gone, because the latest in technology and innovation is on the way in. So we are talking about truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models.
Now, this buying opportunity, Dan, will only last as long as the mattresses are in stock, which means you can't wait, because once they're gone, they're gone.
So what you do is you go to the Mattress Firm near you, or the other Mattress Firm near you, or the other one near you, or the one on the way to work, or the other one on the way to work, and you can lie down on some of these mattresses. You can point and say, that one, and then you can sleep interest-free also until 2022.
Yeah, it's mattressfirm.com to find the location nearest you. You get in there and let the sleep experts walk you through their very simple process to help you during this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save like never before at Mattress Firm. You get yourself a brand-new mattress. You sleep happy every night, and you feel better every morning. It truly can be life-changing. If you haven't been to a mattress store lately, you need to get to see the sleep experts, because the technology is so different, and there's new stuff on the way even. But get in there and take advantage of what they're offering right now. You will not want to miss out on it. The once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm, save money.
Sleep happy.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads. When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
It may be cold outside, but it's always comfortable inside Pontiac RV's massive indoor showroom with rows of new and used RVs at off-season sale prices. With volume buying power and lower overhead than others, you'll save on major manufacturers like Forest River, Coachmann, Keystone RV, Tiffin, Winnebago Motorhomes, and more. Over 300 RVs in stock. For over 30 years, people have traveled from all over the Midwest to Pontiac RV. Call or click PontiacRV.com. Everything under the sun,
Pontiac RV. I'm here with Max Reed, business leader faculty member at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management. Lake Forest builds great leaders who change lives and propel businesses forward. So Max, building success can take a long time. How do you stay motivated and avoid celebrating too early?
A big danger in sports and in business is celebrating before the game is over. Winning the first half does not mean winning the game. Making your first quarter revenue goals does not mean you'll end the year in the black. Being ahead can give you momentum to build on, but if a leader does not harness that effectively, there's still time for things to fall apart, and often they do. Letting your team rest before the final whistle is blown, and your hard work can come undone. Winning organizations succeed because they've defined their game plan, they're constantly measuring their success, and they adjust and tweak when necessary, but they never lose sight of the ultimate goal, and they play until the whistle is blown.
Through the MBA and corporate learning solutions, Lake Forest cultivates working professionals into broad thinkers and strong leaders with the tools to make a difference in their organizations and communities. Learn more at lakeforestmba.edu.
Who doesn't want three times more? Three times more whipped cream on your sundae?
Keep it coming.
Or three times more vacation days?
Oh, I could get used to this.
Well, WOW is now giving you three times the internet speed without three times the price. So triple down and get internet plans starting at $29.99 a month. Visit WOWWay.com today. Offer for new customers and is subject to change. Certain restrictions apply. Visit WOWWay.com for service descriptions, terms, and conditions.
Truckers, you can't afford to make a blind guess when it comes to your career. At Schneider, we're committed to helping you get answers and achieve your career goals. Start at SchneiderJobs.com, an easy zip code job search, 150-plus career-focused blog posts, details on recruiting events throughout the country, call a recruiter, set up job alerts, connect with other drivers on social media, and more, all at SchneiderJobs.com. Make an informed decision about your driving career at SchneiderJobs.com.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Music pioneers, Depeche Mode, return. Global Spirit Tour. August 30th, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. New album Spirit, available March 17th. Depeche Mode, live. Pre-sale for City Card members now through Thursday at 10 p.m. before the general public on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency has officially opened up for the offseason. The Bears, they have released Jay Cutler. Many reports already have the Jets in contact with the Bears quarterback. The Bears have also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a three-year $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport reporting the deal for Mike Lennon and the Bears at 3 years, averaging $14.5 million per, with $19 million guaranteed. Alshon Jeffrey is signed with the Philadelphia Eagles, or he will sign with the Eagles on a one-year $14 million deal. And Mike Garofalo of NFL Network says the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims from the Dolphins. The Texans and Browns made a big trade earlier. They will send Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston also gets a fourth-round pick this year, and they end up saving $16 million. And reports have Bill O'Brien desperately wanting Tony Romo to quarterback the Texans. Reports also have the Browns possibly just now releasing Osweiler as well. Other reports in the NFL, the Cowboys are trying desperately to trade Tony Romo instead of just releasing him, like they said all along they were going to. Stephon Gilmore has a deal in place with the Patriots. Nick Fairley, close to a big money contract with the Saints. DeSean Jackson is joining the Bucs. Torrey Smith is going to join Alshon Jeffrey in Philly. The Packers and Nick Perry will stay together on a five-year, $60 million deal. Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil, he's going to sign a five-year, $55.5 million deal with Carolina. Spring training games going on. The Cubs in Seattle, 2-1 in the third. Anthony Rizzo, a solo home run. More important news today, though, Cubs have reached agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, including Chris Bryant, Kyle Hendricks, and Kyle Schwarber. The White Sox, they were leading Arizona 2-1 in the third. Kevin Smith, solo home run, and a Matt Davidson RBI are the runs there. Hockey tonight, Blackhawks and Anaheim at the UC. Corey Crawford and Nett. Darmelson and Oduya will play, and they're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. Bulls off today. Houston in town tomorrow. Elsewhere tonight in the NBA, Cleveland plays in Detroit. Clippers visit Memphis, and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops, Illinois lost to Michigan 75-55. And PGA Valspar Championship, Jim Herman leads at 9-under. He shot a 62 today. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are 2 off the lead after shooting 64, so they're 7-under. This week at Target, Chobani yogurt is 10 for $9, plus Dial hand soap is just $5.89 for the refill size. Find these and lots of other great deals to stock up and save at Target. Prices may vary. Some restrictions may apply. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow is slightly up today to 20,858. NASDAQ dropped just a little bit to 5834. S&P's climbed 2 to 2364. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by the 62nd Annual Chicago St. Patrick's Day Parade.
This is Maura Connors.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
DeSean Jackson is a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and you got Alshon going to the Philadelphia Eagles and Terrell Pryor trying to fill that void in Washington. So guys are finding out where they're going to play football in the next, 35 minutes ago, things started to become official.
And can you name the longest tenured current Chicago Bear?
I can, because Shep put it up on our screen. I would have never guessed this name, though, I don't think about him very often.
The current longest tenured Chicago Bear.
A guy that has to play nickel far too often when people get hurt in front of him.
He's terrible at it.
Yeah, because he's a special teamer.
Sherrick McManus.
There it is. The foundation. 6 years from now, when the Bears are holding up the Lombardi Trophy in New Orleans or wherever the hell they're going to play the Super Bowl, Sherrick McManus is going to get a kiss of it and say, you know what? I've been here now for 11 years, and I finally got to the mountaintop. It's going to start because Sherrick is the vet in that locker room. He is the foundation. He is the crust of winning football, my friend.
And the departure of Alshon Jeffrey closes the book on that year's Phil Emery draft class as well. In Palo Alto, California, this is Enoki on the Score.
Hello?
Yes. Enoki, you're on the air. What's up, man?
I wanted to say, I think them not tagging Alshon Jeffrey is going to come back and bite the Bears.
Why?
On the way out.
Because I think he's, for me, my eyes, I think he's related to the Mike Glenn signing. I think they should have tagged him since they was only going to pay him $17 million anyway. They could have probably worked out a deal. If they didn't, they would only have to pay him $17 million for this 1 year. And if they're gonna,
well, they're far enough under the cap, Inoki. They just they let him go out there and find his market value. He didn't find what he thought he would find, and he ended up taking a 1 year deal.
They don't like him that much.
Yeah,
they really didn't want.
You would have franchised him. He would have gave him a lot more than the 14 that he's getting this year.
Right, but they only would have gave, but they gave Mike Glenn a 19.
But they played it smart though.
No, Inoki, they played it smart. Mike Glennon's 19. Is the full
he's 19, so they paid him more.
No. Mike Glennon's 19 is the full amount over the course of the entire deal.
The guaranteed money.
And then Ashlon would have been just
Alshon, not Ashlon. It's Alshon.
The guaranteed money is different.
Whatever his name is.
Well, but get his name right. Just make a little effort to get the guy's name right.
If you want to, you are wrong about the 19 versus the 17. So you want to make a distraction.
I'm not wrong about the 19. Let me speak. Inoki, the $19 million guaranteed is not for one season.
Right. The cap hit will
matter.
Be over the.
It doesn't matter if it was one or two seasons.
It does because the cap hit. The cap hit is prorated.
If he was willing to play Glenn at 19, why wasn't he willing?
See, but
to
that's over 3 years.
Inoki. That's hold on, Dan. Dan, Inoki, slow down here. Inoki, you're trying to argue for no reason here. The thing is, the guaranteed money for Mike Glennon is over the course of the deal. That means the cap hit will be spread out over the course of a deal. The cap hit for a franchise tag would be that year.
And they got cap space. My point, $17 million. Versus 19 million.
It's not 17 versus 19.
In essence, it's 5 versus 17. Because if it's a 4-year deal, it's a little less than 5 million a year, the cap hit for the guaranteed money.
All right. This is another point is that with Philadelphia, Mike Glennon's going to fall. He's not very good anyway.
What do you mean he's going to fall?
Like he's going to die? Like The Wire?
Yeah, maybe.
When I hear guys are going to fall, I think Marlo Stanfield and you know.
He's not very good. I don't even think he's going to be our starter this year. I think he's going to get beat out. Pace is going to draft the quarterback. He's not going to draft him probably in the first or second.
This guy's all over the map.
Inoki, who's
going to have to reach for Mike Williams?
What? You're going to draft Mike Williams with the 3?
No, I'm saying he's going to reach for him.
You think Mike Williams
3?
Wait a minute.
No, I think he's going to have to reach him because he's up the wide open.
Reach with which pick?
Yeah, with the pick.
I don't know why he created a hole in Ashlon when he put.
It's
Mike
not Ashlon. His name is not Ashlon.
His name is not Ashlon. Is that better? Jeffries? Can I call him Jeffries instead of Ashlon?
It's not Jeffries either. It's Alshon whatever. Jeffrey.
Whatever.
Not Ashlon Jeffries.
My point is, I think Pace is going to have to reach for Mike Williams. Now, I think
with the 3,
that was your point to start this conversation.
That Pace is going to reach for a receiver in the first 2 rounds.
Inoki.
That's what he's going to do.
Inoki.
Based on this Ashlon.
Inoki.
Alshon, not Ashlon.
Ryan.
Glenn is going to get beat out by whoever we drafted.
Whoever, just anybody, huh? If they draft Josh Dobbs, he's going to beat out Mike Glennon, huh?
Yeah, probably so.
Why?
Dobbs is pretty bad.
Why?
I think Glennon is bad too.
Inoki.
My point is
Inoki. Inoki, before hey, but Inoki, before you get to the next Inoki, before you listen, Inoki,
just
I'm trying
stop
to talk to you.
Talking
I'm trying
for
to talk
second.
To you, Inoki. Before you get to the next point, do me a favor. You listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
Hang up.
How are you
going
to get to my point if I hang up?
Exactly. They're fighting the soup. Shout out to Inoki. Probably listening on radio.com out there in Palo Alto, California. Woo!
When Terry retired, did he take the score pistol?
Nope. We're not even going. I hope they got the footage that they need over there at CBS 2 Chicago. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. This is what happens when you talk Bears on 670 The Score.
Breaking Bears news. Jay Cutler has been cut. Keep it here for all the details on this huge story on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Save during Chevy Truck Month and get both 0% financing and $6,500 cash back on select 2017 Silverado pickups. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Ahead of time, because you're going to tell them through their Pro Gifter service. This is the easiest, fail-proof way to never forget an event. You look awesome all year. The Pro Gifter service lets you schedule 3 deliveries, same or different, bouquets to 3 addresses or the same up to 1 year in advance. So if you procrastinate or you forget that anniversary or a birthday, this is the service for you. It's 3 bouquets with vases and free shipping, all for $99. You save time and money. It's up to $70 in savings. You look thoughtful. You look like you spent a lot more than you did, and you're covered. It's Pro Flowers, too, so you know they're buying directly from the best growers. The flowers are back with their 7-day freshness guarantee. So right now in your head, you're thinking of that occasion for which you're going to have to send flowers. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the Pro Gifter banner right on the homepage. Pick your flowers. Set the delivery dates this far ahead, and you're done. That's proflowers.com.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well, and because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Patients coping with end-stage illness can't wait. Neither should you. Get the guidelines to hospice eligibility today. Go to VITAS.com/eligibility. That's VITAS.com. Or call 888-VITAS-80.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We're following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth.
You're supposed to be on my side.
Be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Parts, trained technicians, and the best guarantee in the business. All your car needs is CarX Tire and Auto. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Every time you step on the field, you have to be the best. And I want to see if Alshon Jeffries hear those words. I want to see if he can step out and be the best receiver, Alshon Jeffries.
Or Alshon Jeffries. Anyone.
Or Ashlyn and Jeffrey.
He's gone by a lot of names. And now that's the Eagles' problem at this point, to figure out what his name is and whether or not he's going to be available to make do on the bet he placed on himself, because that's what he did. He bet on himself.
That unsure nature of the NFL, you didn't get the franchise money and the franchise boys, and then you got another year
where you... Not the get money boys.
My guy's the GMB. Yep. What you got to do now is be healthy for 14-plus games in Philadelphia in a division where, you know, they expect to do something now after Carson Wentz has gone through 1 year. And, you know, they got some players on that team. Doug Peterson, new coach. It's a risky proposition for Alshon Jeffrey. And $14 million is a lot of damn money, but I'm sure if he'd have known that the market is what it is right now, I think he probably would have taken, you know, somewhere around this kind of deal, a little bit less per year to have some security. Also have a bigger bonus.
And remember,
get around 26, 27.
He's a guy, too, who already has cashed in some of his own equity.
Yeah.
That he's got people invested in him. Mm-hmm. And that was where you sell out some of your own equity to get some cash up front, and then people own a chunk of what you make and produce. David in Winnetka, you're on the Score.
Hey guys, how you doing?
All right.
My thing is, you know, as a lifelong Bears fan, you know, I've been there and done that with the Bears, you know, not thoroughly impressed with what they do a lot of times. This is like any Bears fan. But here's my thing. As far as pace, I'm really interested to see how he's going to make this package, this present, as pretty as possible. You know, obviously we didn't get the guys that, you know, we wanted, but we did have the cap. The only thing that I'm disappointed in, not so much with Glenn and not with Sims or not with the other one, is when you read the Bears are going to make a strong push for someone like Gilmore, definitely a position in need, or the guy from the Texans, and you later on read that, you know, he didn't really kind of lowball them. I mean, what exactly is the Bears' mentality or philosophy on, you know, are we going to go aggressive with these guys who are going to command top dollar and take a bit of our cap? Or are we just going to settle in there and say, hey, we're going to get the mid-tier guys, lower tiers? But really, how do they present that to the average Bears fan and say, hey, we're looking forward to the future?
Well, David, David,
when you say
lowball, every team's got a different price. If I know that you're not the Titans and you don't have that young quarterback and that defense that they're building, I'm going to charge you more. So if I take a $14, $15 million a year annually from the Titans, I'm going to ask you for $18 because you're the Bears. And if the Bears, everybody's got a certain number that they don't want to go over. And he said that explicitly with the wide receiver position with Alshon Jeffrey. So if I don't want to go over 18 and you take 15 from Tennessee, doesn't mean that my deal wasn't competitive. It just meant that I'm not that team. You know, I'm not the Patriots. I'm not the Jaguars in A.J. Boye's estimation. Like that's what you got to be careful of here with the lowball stuff, because if they start to spend bad money on guys.
Are you going to feel better about them if they look at how much? That's the old.
Stick to your budget.
That's the Dave Wansett thing. Oh, we got a $5 million tackle and Jim Flanagan. I'm like, because you gave him that contract doesn't mean he's at that level.
Stick to your budget. Got to be smart about these things.
Jordan is in Wakanda, and he's on the Score.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good. Fine.
Hey, you know what? With Glennon, you know, before Winston got down to Tampa, you know, he had those big receivers in Jackson and Mike Evans. You know, now he's coming here, and, you know, I'm looking at, you know, obviously Jeffrey's gone, and, you know, Royal's going to be gone, and Wilson's gone.
The wide receiver core is bad.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering, is this your Josh Bellamy? I mean, who are
No, they're gonna supplement
sign one
this.
And draft one.
I think you would probably get a veteran free agent of some way or shape or something.
Kenny Britt got $32 million.
It's gonna be expensive, but and there's gonna be a draft pick in the mix too, along with Kevin White and Cam Meredith and Bellamy and Daniel Braverman.
Yeah, this isn't it. Yeah, they're not going to go into camp with this group. They're gonna sign one. They're gonna draft one, and you figure it out from there.
Downtown Andrew's on the Score.
Hey,
hi, Andrew.
So listen, I don't understand what really they're doing. You know, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because
what part?
Well, on a lot of fronts. But first, can I want to ask Dan a question, because I know you have, you know, you've been fairly, like, wired into their situation over the years. I was having a question about Cliff Stein and his role with the organization. Now, I know that he's not just general counsel with the team. Joey Lane is now the lead negotiator. One, why do you think Pace was so adamant in bringing in his own guy, given Stein's sterling reputation around the league? And
because
two, do you think this is an effect of that?
We think what is an effect of what?
The mismanagement of what's happening with them. I mean,
what mismanagement?
So, let me first by saying I like what Ryan Pace has done up until really today. I don't really understand what has been going on in regards to one. I had the expectation that they would at least be competitive with Alshon's contract situation, but
they don't.
Seems to me like he doesn't want
John Fox doesn't like him and never has.
Okay, so fine. I mean, he doesn't like him. That's fine. But I mean, I'm just saying that
that's not a Ryan Pace or negotiator issue. That's the fact that the coach has made it very clear he doesn't trust him.
Well, I mean, I would argue that they're in this situation with Alshon partly because they didn't foresee what was going to happen.
They're not in any situation. They're not in any situation. Alshon Jeffrey did not get top dollar. The reason he took the contract he did is because the market dried up for him. The Bears could have re-signed him. They didn't want to.
I don't want to get caught up just strictly on Alshon with my call.
All right, I'm trying to. You know, it's you're talking about what mismanagement.
So what I'm saying is that you have this. They need to draft themselves out of this position, obviously. But
what?
In the meantime, okay. Just hang on. What I'm saying is that, you know, you're in position to sign top cornerback here, and you pay Mike Glennon. Hang on.
You just mentioned that there's mismanagement. The guys that they couldn't get, they made offers to. They went to other teams.
I don't understand why you're questioning why I say mismanagement. They could have foreseen this idea that Alshon wasn't going to be wanting to sign here from the
They didn't want him.
Why didn't they try to trade him last offseason? They could have tried to trade him. Why didn't they? They could have. They could have gotten value. It just doesn't make sense.
You're making stuff up now.
Yeah, this is weird.
I don't know what world you live in, but you're making things up that aren't true. You're making things up. If you don't like the Bears, it's okay. You're allowed to not like the Bears. But first of all,
Cliff Stein and
this is all GMs want their own guy doing that. Yeah. But somebody connected to them who they trust, who speaks their language, who's done deals the way they want them done. That's very common to have a guy bring in his own lawyer, and that's just it's a lawyer that looks over the deals. It's not that big a deal, and this is just a piece of it. I need to hear from Ryan Pace too what he's doing. I think we will. I think we'll understand it. But this idea of some sort of rampant mismanagement, they didn't want Alshon Jeffrey.
This is from the 815. This is Chicago, a major market. Stop making excuses for Bears being cheap.
They're not cheap.
You sound crazy. How are they cheap? If I offer a player his value and actually offer him more than everybody else offered him, and he goes somewhere else because the situation is better, how is I cheap in this situation? How? I don't understand that. AJ Bouye. Went to Jacksonville. You know what Jacksonville has done the last two or three years? They have paid top dollar for the highest ticketed free agent item out there, whether it be Julius Thomas or Calais Campbell this year or A.J. Bouye this year. And Stephon Gilmore woke up this morning and found out the New England Patriots were interested. If the New England Patriots are offering me money and the Bears are offering me money, I'm going to the New England Patriots. Overpaid by $5 million a year, $4 million a year for Mike Glennon.
We'll talk to Hub Arkish next on Bernstein and Goff on the Score.
Listen to Spiegel and Parkins every day between 9 a.m. and 1 until March 17th for your chance to win the Score's 25th anniversary Spring Baseball in Vegas giveaway.
Viva!
Stay at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas and dinner at Mr. Chow with Pat Hughes, Ron Coomer, and Ryan Sandberg. Brought to you by Caesar's Palace, Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas! CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin can wait. CBS Monday.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary.